know, we can go and map out your specific site.
Safety was a big focus at a recent mine suppliers conference in Sydney where Hitachi were demonstrating new driver training technology.
Are they doing that? Is anybody...
Yeah, we've just done that for Qcoal Fleet and also Whitehaven. How'd you go? What did you get?
Probably 50, if that.
Increasingly, big machinery in mines are becoming automated, controlled above ground. But driving around most mine sites and working around big machines is still dangerous. Collision avoidance technology using GPS, radars, eye scanners and electromagnetic fields could change that.
Just driving along in a light vehicle and came to an intersection, looked both ways as you do, didn't see anything, started to accelerate, safe mine went off, alerted me that there was a truck coming, and within a second there was a big 793 dump truck coming down on me, so it's basically saved me.
A mine surveyor at the New Hope mine in Ackland in Queensland who says collision avoidance technology does work. Graham Corbett from Hexagon Mining was demonstrating an eye scanner that picks up when drivers are tired.
That is set up in your haul truck or your light vehicle in front of where you drive, and the infrared sensor technology will tell you when your eyes are open, when your eyes are closed, how long they're open for, how long they're closed, because there's two types of events. You have what we call a micro sleep, which you'd be aware of if you've nodded off, you've gone to sleep. But there's also a perclos event. Now, a perclos is the amount of time that your eyes are open in every minute. Right. And that's the Federal Transport Standard from America.
This is installed in a mine in Australia now, isn't it?
Yes.
How's it operating?
Very well. We have over 20,000 units installed in 50 mines globally.
And is this Australian technology?
No. It started out in Switzerland, and it started out as a world standard for collision avoidance gliders.
Right.
It's come from aviation and been transferred into the mining industry.
Fascinating.
If this walks forward, you will see that the...
Tony Lobb, Managing Director of Strata Worldwide, says his system is effective below ground, where other systems like GPS and radar won't work.
We set up electromagnetic fields around mobile plant.
Yep.
So we have a danger zone around about 3 metres from the machine and a warning zone that can be up to 20 metres around the machine.
Right.
So that's an electromagnetic field, not dissimilar to the reversing beepers of your car.
Oh, yeah.
But it's all the way around the machine
and
we can shape those fields. The miner or the human being carries a tag on himself, and he also has an alarm which sits on his helmet. The human being has more alarms and more lights, so he knows within that zone. On the display, you'll see the machine will slow down and alarms will bow and the alarm on his hat will go. So he knows he's within those zones and the machine has slowed down.
How much does it cost?
To fit an underground machine would be around about the $70,000 mark.
Oh, okay.
When you go below ground, the compliance and the cost of compliance and the cost of componentry is far greater.